Thank you, gentlemen. Agenda item number 7, Giles County Board of Supervisors.
Good morning, Commissioner Bolden, members of the commission.
Good morning, Ms. Weber.
The Giles County Board of Supervisors is requesting after-the-fact authorization to cross 140 linear feet of Doe Creek at three locations adjacent to U.S. Route 460 by installing a new water line by trench method a minimum of 6 inches beneath the stream bed in Giles County. Giles County is located towards the southwestern part of the state. It borders West Virginia. Just for reference, this is the city of Roanoke, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. In May of 2012, we received a joint permit application from the Board of Supervisors for the Eastern Route 460 Water Improvements Project. This was phase one of the project, and the purpose of it was to increase the applicant's ability to transfer potable water east of the town of Pembroke. In total, the project included over 21,000 linear feet of water line. As part of this project, there were three jurisdictional crossings of Doe Creek. Doe Creek actually drains into the New River. We initiated and completed our public interest review by July of 2012, and we didn't receive any comments or concerns. We did request comments from VDOT, however, and they did indicate that a land use permit would be required because the work would be constructed within a right-of-way. Staff forwarded the comments on to the agent, Mr. Jeremiah Tuggle, with Thompson and Litton, and indicated that a copy of this permit, of the land use permit, would be required before we could issue our subaqueous permit. In his response, which was received via email on July 11th of 2012, he indicated that a copy of the land use permit would be provided once they had obtained it. According to Mr. Tuggle, the project stalled between this time and May 2014 until the Giles County Board of Supervisors could receive funding to construct the project. And we, staff, did not have any contact with the agent or the applicant during that time. On May 20th of 2014, the Board of Supervisors received their land use permit from VDOT. The following day, they began preparations to start construction. And by July 17th of 2014, the three crossings were completed. This is the third crossing, and this is actually represents the as-built. These are as-built drawings. They have been surveyed. The area of the crossing is highlighted in red up here, and below is the cross-section. At this particular location, the water line was encased in concrete and installed beneath the stream bed. This is a site photo provided by the agent. The construction took place when the conditions were dry. The other two proposed crossings, they were able to actually install the water line above the existing culvert, but beneath the existing grade, there was enough cover there so that they did not have to encase the water line in concrete. This is the second crossing, which essentially shows the same thing. In October of 2014, staff contacted Mr. Tuggle via email to inquire about the status of the land use permit. He provided that via email. While finalizing our draft permit documents to send to the applicant, staff realized that there were three additional adjacent property owners that had not been notified. So we went ahead and we sent our adjacent property owner notification letters out. Within that 15-day comment period, we received a phone call from one of the APOs indicating that the work had already been completed. She had no concerns. And So following that phone call, we spoke with the agent, and he did indicate that he told the Board of Supervisors that they had had all their permits and they were ready to go, and it was simply an oversight on his behalf. Staff believes that the project is warranted and reasonable, and the project would have been authorized administratively upon receipt of a copy of the VDOT land use permit. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends after-the-fact approval of the project with a triple permit fee of $300. Given the confusion associated with the funding delay and the minimal impacts associated with the project, staff does not recommend a civil charge. Unfortunately, Mr. Kevin Belcher, who is the Assistant County Administrator, could not be here today. He did send us a letter via email, which was dated received yesterday. It is included as item 9 in your packets. He just emphasizes that Giles County does have an excellent record of obtaining all permits for their projects, and they do take permitting very seriously. And he apologizes for the oversight and asks that the commission would consider the county's stellar record in obtaining all required permits in your decision today. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? We are vastly an unknown agency west of 95. It's nice that Giles County does know we exist now. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify on this matter, either pro or con? Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
I move we approve staff's recommendations.
Motion by Mr. Sessions.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Neal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Woodward.